This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Big day today on What's On Your Mind. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is out to break the world record of the most coffee cups given away in any day. And what is it, like 900,000? 857? What was it again, guys? It's a big number. And so rush on over to the Bismarck Event Center. Find Todd, the radio god Mitchell, in the center of the action. And say, lay it on me. And he'll give you a little goodie there today on What's On Your Mind. How about that? Hi, Todd. How are you?
A little cold.
You're a little cold? Yeah. Is it cold inside the Bismarck Event Center? Oh, don't get me going on 994. I don't know what it is with this winter, but I never allow complaining around me about winter because it's winter. This is nothing new. We expect this. And, you know, you get a little more snow this year, a little more ice that year, or whatever. You know, it's pretty much all comes out in the wash. It's the same thing. And I've lived here since 1984 and grew up in Minnesota, so I know winter. But I don't know what it is. Every time I want to go somewhere, things are messed up. And no exception today. Got up at 3:25 this morning and headed out nice and early for Bismarck. Wanted lots of time because I knew the roads weren't going to be perfect. Checked the road report last night. But they were less than perfect. They were horrible. I saw 5 semis in the ditch. Matter of fact. In fact, that Hobby Lobby guy was there when I was on my way to Bismarck and on my way back. Because I only got to Jamestown. I just said, I can't do this. It's going to be a 5-hour trip. I won't be on the air in time. So, anyway, I don't know what the deal is. A lot of snowplows out. They're all doing their job. But, anyway, I didn't make it to Bismarck. And I love the K-Fire Egg International. It's so much fun to see folks every year there. We always have a great time, we have great memories, great fun. So Todd is making up for it today and doling out the free mugs, cups, what do you call them? Porcelain, swag, stuff, right?
Yeah.
Exactly right. And how many different booths, how many different peeps have you got out there at all the different shows?
Oh, my gosh, I can't count that high.
Yeah, there's a lot, and there's and the kid the kids come
go,
in for
the booths go up to the several thousands numbers. So
the best part of the KFAR Agri International is number one, just getting a chance to see people that listen to the show. So we appreciate that, and don't be shy. Don't be that kind of North Dakota look at your shoes, aw shuck shy. Stop that. Come over and say hi. Okay, for one, you get a mug out of Todd in the deal. Second best thing is the kids, all the students that come in for the Ag classroom. And there's a bunch of them. That's a neat tradition. So a lot of fun there. Take it all in. Enjoy the fun. And we have a busy show. We're going to meet some of the folks that are there that you can stop by and see. Also, we have breaking news as we begin today. The governor of Minnesota, his name is Tim Walz. He is a former member of Congress from Minnesota, ran for governor and won, okay? And Tim Walz today has decided that he is going to be an environmental extremist, just along with every other Minnesota Democratic governor, for as long as we can remember, and going to extend the appeal on Line 3. A line, ladies and gentlemen, a pipeline that is all about making a pipeline better and safer. You can't even make it up. Some of it's in the same route that the other one was, some is not, but it's all been approved. Everything else, they've gone through how many different steps now, and here they go again. You can't make it up. So there, that continues. We're going to talk to Dan Fabian about that. He is a state representative from Morozo, Minnesota. We're going to talk to Troy Coons, CNC Farms. He's going to check in. He's actually at the K-Fire Agri International. We're going to talk with the folks from Churches United for the Homeless about the work they're doing and the support they would appreciate on Giving Hearts Day coming up later this week. Senator John Hoeven will be here today. They have a deal on this conference committee that was ironing out differences between Republicans and Democrats on border security. Remember that? And the reports on the deal are kind of a stinky poo-poo. I don't know. We're gonna find out what's going on. But supposedly the president only gets $1.4 billion for border security, the wall, et cetera, when he asked for 5.7. Remember, he was asking for 5.7. So what kind of a compromise is that? They started where they stopped. I don't get it. But it's not the official word. It's just word leaking out. So we'll see. Senator Hovind will be here to talk about that. Jerome Richter will be here. He is vice president for public affairs at the University of Mary. They have a big announcement coming up in about 50 minutes out at the University of Mary. We don't know what it is. We just know it's big, and they put big in capital letters. So that means it's big. It's related to their Vision 2030 campaign. So look forward to hearing from Jerome on that before the program ends today. And as I mentioned, lots of folks as well at the K-Fire Agger International. Do you know whose birthday it is today, Todd? He's not alive, but were he alive to celebrate, he would be triple digits.
Well, that could be a lot of people.
True. Yeah. Any guesses?
No, none whatsoever.
Very famous. Maybe my birthday.
Leaves me out.
It is Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, Sean.
Yeah. Abe Lincoln is 210 today. If you've not seen the movie Lincoln, do yourself a favor. Rent that baby. Download that baby. You know, Amazon Prime, Netflix, whatever you watch your movies on. Just watch that movie. I'm going to hop on a plane later today. Maybe I will watch that movie. I'll take my own advice because on his birthday, that'd be a very special. It's a great movie. It really gives you the idea. And, you know, there's if you read any, account of what's happening in Washington, D.C., you think that all this stuff going on is unprecedented and unheard of and, oh, my gosh, never anyone ever act like this before. Do you know what Abe Lincoln did to defy much of government, much of the country, in standing up on the Emancipation Project? I mean, he risked everything. And, of course, that's why he ultimately was assassinated.
Paid the price.
Paid the price in a big way. Now he belongs to the ages. One of the greats. Abraham Lincoln, 210 years old today. If we had, in this room, we'll go to a bigger room, Bismarck Event Center, home of the K-Fire Agri International. All right? And we filled that room with high school students, let's say 10, 11, 12th grade students. And we did a little poll of those students and said, tell me something about what makes Abe Lincoln great. How many of them do you think would give you a little substance on Abe Lincoln? I don't get the sense that we do a good enough job in education of taking some of the genius of founding fathers and someone like Abe Lincoln and really use it to challenge our kids to dream big and think big and do great things and understand the history. You know, I could probably do a whole class comparing Donald Trump's bold moves to that of Abe Lincoln's. And some Trump haters would go, you can't compare Donald Trump to Abe Lincoln. What are you, drunk? And I'd say, no. I mean, you know, Abe Lincoln was bold. Abe Lincoln pushed the envelope. Abe Lincoln risked a lot. Well, Trump's doing that. So, you know, and it is unorthodox, but it's not unprecedented. It's been done before. So just remember that when you think about Abe Lincoln. Am I wrong? I hope I'm not wrong. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number to call. I don't know if you watched the president last night, but he was in rare form. And I mean that in a good way, in campaign mode. Behind the microphone, had things down, so not bad. Again, reports on this compromise deal that we're going to find out about from Senator Hovind next hour are that it is about $1.3 billion for the barrier wall. What else do they call it? Barrier wall slats, I guess. I don't know.
Stopping device?
Yeah. We don't want people who are trying to cross this border illegally thingy. $1.3 billion. If that's in fact true, should the president sign this? Or would you just assume the government continued to be closed? How about Minnesota's latest contribution to the political process?
Nice.
Isn't that, though? Isn't that nice?
Oh, and I think the party's just getting started with those freaks.
Right out of the chute, we're being anti-Semitic. She's been forced to apologize, said she unequivocally apologized, but it seemed a little lukewarm to me how she went about it. But, you know, first Keith Ellison, now this. You can't make it up. Look, I care not what religious beliefs she holds. I care not whether she's male or female. I care not about the color of her skin. None of that. Don't care. Don't care whatsoever. What I do care is what's in the core, what's in her heart. You know what I mean? What's she all about? And we're getting a pretty good idea here. And by the way, there was a lot where that came from before she was elected. Why anybody didn't spend some time on that? Of course, it's Minnesota, folks. There's two Minnesotas. There's the Twin Cities and all this radical nonsense. And then there's Western Minnesota that ought to secede to North Dakota and join some common sense, I think. I don't know. All right, we're going to check in with Todd and his first guest from the KFAR Agri International. When we come back, plus your calls, 258-0550. Let's go.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email jim@IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Walsh, Emmons, Adams, Cass, Logan, Lamore, Oliver, and McLean counties in North Dakota, and Yellow Medicine County in Minnesota, and farm retirement equipment auctions in Wishing, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazelton, Fort Yates, and Dickinson, North Dakota. For more information on these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at Schweitzer's today. If you're in town for the KFAR Agri International, don't leave until you pick up some homemade country-style sausages. Original garlic cheddar sausages, some homemade summer sausage. Say, hey, I heard about this from Scott and Todd on What's on Your Mind. They'll give you a discount. 625 South Washington. Load up on that corn-fed, grass-fed, all-natural-raised beef, too. That's right. They're open until 6 tonight. Saturdays, too. Close Sundays. Schweitzer's Gourmet Meat, 625 South Washington Street, Bismarck. I've been running some Dan Supermarket, same side of the street. You'll find them. Just tell them Scott sent you. All right. Fuller in Mapleton. You're next, and what's on your mind?
Good morning. I'd like to kick back a comment heard on Fox News this morning. There's a businessman down south that on his weekly flyer, he had the header, Heaven has a big wall, pearly gate, and very restrictive entrance requirements. Hell has open borders.
And he's getting a bunch of grief, isn't he?
Yes, he was getting some blowback, but mostly support.
Yeah, he didn't much care. He said, look, we've been around since the 50s. If a few people don't want to shop here with that, so be it. That's fine with me. Yeah, he didn't. I heard the interview, and that's hilarious. I've heard that statement before, but here's a guy putting it on his supermarket flyer, you know, with all the specials.
Yep, that's good. That's good. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Fuller. I love it. Another highlight from last night at the Donald Trump rally. Well, first of all, you know this Beto character that ran against Ted Cruz, right? Former member of Congress and now supposed 2020 candidate. When Trump announced he was going down to El Paso, this guy says, well, I'll show you I'm going to have a rally. We're going to have a lot more people than you. And the guy, one report said he didn't break 1,000. Somebody said the most 2,000 people there. And you can hardly hear the guy. The audio system was terrible. Anyway, Donald Trump, of course, has a arena jammed to capacity. I wish that whoever picks the venues for Donald Trump would just take a step back and realize the level of support for this guy, because they always pick places that are too small. And I know it's a challenge to protect the larger crowd and all of that, but the same thing happened in Fargo, remember? And, you know, they had it at Shields Arena, and within a nanosecond, there were more people requesting seats than there were seats in the arena, and it just kept going and going and going. So that was kind of funny. But my favorite moment is when he resurrected his little line, when protesters come out. Can you find this for me? Kevin, find this line. Go home to mommy. Go home to mommy. When he says that at the rally, he did again last night. He says a lot of them, so pretty cool. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is going to chat with one of the folks at the K-Fire Agri International, and there are many, so I hope you come out at Bismarck Event Center. Find Todd. You get a free mug while they last, so hurry in. Who you got, Todd?
Plenty of free. Ouch. I just killed my own ear. Plenty of free mugs. Hog and Sales, Mandan, Winemere, and it's Mike. At the mic.
How's it going?
Fantastic. So what do you got going on at the Agri International?
Well, I just try to sleep late and stay up late every day. That's how I have fun. And once in a while we sell machinery. Yeah.
Once in a while you sell machinery. Otherwise, you know, over at the little beer garden we got set up over here.
There's a beer garden?
You know, there's kindergarten and there's beer garden. How does that end up working out?
You got to go to kindergarten first. That's the difference, I guess.
Ah.
And when you get old enough.
And then in first grade. That may be what they do in Germany. Well, thousands of kids are going to be coming through with the Living Ag Classroom and thousands of other folks checking out the thousands of booths we've got going on here at the... Cheryl, what was our final booth count? How many booths do we have? 600? How are we into the 2000s?
That's if you combine Big Iron with this one.
No.
Yeah, there you go.
There's 2,000 booths here? Wow.
It's just how the numbering system works. Okay,
it's a metric system.
It makes it sound like the show's even...
It's a metric system.
Several hundred booths in this, Bismarck.
There's a plethora.
Arena and the exhibition
There's
hall.
A plethora of farm and ranch exhibits here. It's really a good place to see new ideas. You know,
so the question is, what do you have going on?
Well, everything we do makes you money, saves you money.
Yeah.
I can't make a living unless I can help another guy save some money or make some money, and that's what a Supreme Mixer will do. That's what a Meyer Spreader will do. And, Todd, I know you're intimately familiar with manure spreaders, right?
I've done a lot of that in my day.
He's a
broadcaster. The most natural
you're a broadcaster. But when you're spreading actual manure on the farm, you want to spread it thin. That's the old saying. And we got one that spreads it thin and even and cover more acres. Manure is just one of them jobs that you want to get done with, but it's a valuable commodity because it helps your crops grow. So a Meyer spreader will help your crops grow agronomically with the right amount of fertility on it.
So where do we find you?
We're in the old building, I guess, and we like it over there. I don't know, it's where we've always been since the show started. Right next to the Hyundai loader that Fred Berger and Gregor brought over here, but look for the bright red Supreme Mixer. There's a black spreader there. You know, we're fully staffed today. We've got a few people here ready to talk and visit. Mostly we just want to have fun today, but come on out.
Let me get this straight now.
So you're saying...
So I remember one thing, Todd, you told me that, you know, speaking of the beer garden earlier.
Yeah.
I remember what you like about beer.
What's that?
Everything.
not if it's too warm.
Well, or if it's, you know, some styles of beer are meant to be enjoyed at 40 degrees.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
Ogden Sales, Mandan Winemere, Mike. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Todd. Good to see you again.
And ask Mike if I have this right, Todd, that everything he sells can make me money. Did I have that right?
Sorry, I was handing out coffee cups.
Oh, were you? Good for you. I said, ask him if I heard him right, that everything he sells will make us money.
Everything he sells will make you money.
Yeah, I love it. All right, sounds good. I'm dropping the mic now. Donald Trump, last night at the rally, dealing with a protester in the following fashion. Do you like this or not? Is this a good way to handle it? Listen.
Very much. Oh, we have a protester. We have a protester. We have a pro... Out, out, out. Be nice. Out. Get him out of here. Get him out. You know, you really say, where do these people come from? Bye-bye. So we've had three singles so far. I tell you what. Where do these people come? You know, I'll tell you what. Oh, we have another one over here, another single. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Looks like a nice little guy, actually.
That was from a different rally, I apologize. He knows how to handle a protester.
Yeah, so we didn't have Go Home to Mommy in there.
He said it before, though.
Yeah,
he said it a number of times.
And he said last night, too. He said, you know, where do they come from? Where do these people come from? Go Home to Mommy. I think it adds a little bit of levity to a rally. I mean, obviously, they're trying to make a point, and he's not about to sit there and listen to them spew, you know, Donald Trump, you're treasonous, you're gonna go to jail or whatever. So he has a little fun talking. Do you have any problem with that? Do you think that hurts his credibility at all? What you think? 2580550.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing. And they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former astronaut and high-profile gun control advocate Mark Kelly is running for the U.S. Senate in Arizona. He's the husband of former Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, and he released a video announcement about his run this morning, saying that his run for the Senate will be his next mission.
Arizonans are facing incredibly challenging issues here in the years to come. Access to affordable health care, the stagnation of wages, job growth, the economy. You know, as the climate warms, We're going to have more drought here in the desert.
Three U.S. Army soldiers are said to be recovering from injuries after a parachute accident in Florida early this morning. It happened over Homestead Air Reserve Base, the Pentagon not detailing what type of malfunction occurred. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Pick up the phone, call us, 701-258-0550, whatever's on your mind today. We're having a little fun. We're at the K-Fire Agri International. Todd is at the Bismarck Event Center. He has coffee cups. Stop by and see him. He'll be there today and tomorrow. Love to see you. Also coming up on the program, Senator John Hovind for an update on the compromise of this Border Security Conference Committee. He's been updating us regularly. Look forward to hearing that. Jerome Richter from the University of Mary, Churches United for the Homeless. As the countdown to Giving Hearts Day continues, Troy Coons, too, from CNC Farms, coming up here in just a little bit. So a lot going on today on the program we call What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at the University of Mary. So much going on at the University of Mary. Right now, nursing is an area that needs really everybody's attention, because obviously healthcare today has become increasingly more complex, demanding higher and higher degrees of skill. That means that the need for highly trained nursing leaders is critical. So earning an advanced degree in nursing from the University of Mary can prepare you to become a leader in your profession, succeed in today's complex and advanced clinical settings. The university's Doctor of Nursing Practice degree in Organizational Leadership and Family Nurse Practitioner programs are taught by the top best there are, highly qualified professionals who actually work in their fields. And University of Mary has a stellar national reputation for excellence. The university's online and hybrid programs offer the flexibility for working adults to grow in their careers while still remaining on the job. So become the nursing leader you want to be. Find out more at umary.edu/DNP. Okay, here's Donald Trump. You okay with this? Some would say this is what's wrong with Donald Trump. He shouldn't do this stuff. He shouldn't put out those little tweets. He shouldn't do it. He should just take it is what they mean. He should just take it. Instead, when somebody protests at a rally, here's what he does.
Where do these people come from? Where do they come from? Home to mommy. They get punished when they get home.
Build that wall. See? They're right behind them all the way. Pull my audio. Build that wall. You can tell the massive crowd there. Massive crowd. Phenomenal. Now, he's not only doing that. I mean, that's how he chose to address a protester, but he also was doing a ton of substance. A bunch of things related to what we're dealing with in Congress right now. Talked a little bit about this Green Deal in what they're doing. Here's a little bit of the president from last night on that. Listen.
In my address last week, I asked lawmakers in both parties to cross the aisle and join together for the common good for all Americans. Democrats have to stop being so angry. They're angry. And they've got to start being partners to keep this incredible. Really, look, is this an incredible miracle that's going on? We want to keep it going. Keep it going. And it will keep going. It will keep going. There's so much to celebrate in our country. The economy, the military, so many things we've done scientifically. The world is trying to copy what we've done. They're not going to be able to do it. Not anymore. They were catching up fast. Now they're going in the wrong direction. Unfortunately, many of the Democrats in Congress responded to my call for bipartisan cooperation by instead choosing really, look, did you ever see anything? Radical resistance. It's the radical left. But maybe it'll change. Maybe it'll change. It all has to do with 2020 and the election. But I really don't like their policy of taking away your car, of taking away your airplane flights, of let's hop a train to California, of you're not allowed to own cows anymore. You know, there are a lot of problems.
Donald Trump last night, hilarious. Randy's on the road. What do you think of that that rally? Are you okay with that? Randy, are you okay with what he's doing?
Absolutely.
All right. What else did you want to tell me?
Well, I loved your idea about Western Minnesota seceding from the state and becoming part of North Dakota. Where do we sign up for that?
Yeah, let's do that, please. Let's get that going. I feel bad for Western Minnesota. It's insane. I mean, it's just
it
the sheer numbers make it very challenging to do anything. But I mean, Western Minnesota thinks a lot like North Dakota, and they're on an island because of how far leftward and radical, you know, the Twin Cities have gone.
Well, you know, it was really funny this last election, last November. I was watching the news, and our polls closed at 8 o'clock, and at 8:05, there was no discussion. We had a Democratic governor. We had Democratic senators. Colin Peterson was still in, and you know, I can't say anything really bad about Colin Peterson. He's a nice guy. He'd probably be everybody's great, be a perfect grandpa for your grandkids, you know. But talk about sitting on the fence. That man has been there for 28 years, and it's just absolutely disgusting what the Democratic Party is doing, and on all fronts. I mean, they just don't quit. They've got no scruples. They've got no morals, and it's just disgusting. I'm saddened to be part of it. I'm a Minnesota native. I'm retired Air Force. I lived all over the country, and I came back to Minnesota because this is home. But it really saddens me to see what's happened here.
Yeah, there's got to be a way. There's got to be a way. I know the party's not done enough to cultivate that kind of belief because the passion is in Western Minnesota. Donald Trump came within a sliver of winning the state 2 years ago, and that is because, you know, the numbers in Western Minnesota, you know, match the numbers in the Twin Cities. So it can be done, Randy, and I'm with you. Let's not give up yet, okay? Because that succeeding thing might be a little tough. Dan Fabian is a Republican from Roseau, state representative, quite a fighter on a lot of common sense fronts in the Minnesota legislature, joins us now for reaction to news this morning that Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has decided that his administration will, in fact, file a petition for reconsideration of the Public Utilities Commission. So they're going to appeal this and delay Line 3 even more. What a disappointment. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Thanks. Yeah.
Are you surprised by this?
Down here. Quite frankly, they just asked me that in the press conference here, and I said, quite frankly, yes, I am. And quite frankly, I feel betrayed by Governor Walz. You know, what he said and up in Hallock, and what he said at the chamber dinner, and what he said at the DNR roundtable left me with the impression that, he's going to approve this project and get the Public Utilities Commission decision not being challenged by the Department of Commerce. I thought it was a silly challenge that the Department of Commerce had in the first place. You have one government going through 3.5 years of environmental review and permitting processes, having public hearings all over the place, and they made two unanimous decisions regarding the Line 3 replacement, and the Department of Commerce considered to be the environmental extremists in there. Now are delaying the project, and it doesn't make any sense to me why one branch of government would be suing another branch of government after this exhaustive permitting process. In North Dakota, this project was approved in about, 90 days, and here we are 3.5 years, almost 4 years later in Minnesota, and we're still waiting for a decision. This is ridiculous. And all the paying jobs for those union workers and all the revenue to counties and school districts and all those trains that run up and down Highway 75 and 59 and go across the Warroad River on Lake of the Woods and the Rainy River carrying oil down, the oil's going to get here one way or the other. Do we want to do it in a safe, state-of-the-art pipe, or do we want to bring it down rail cars and then have those railroads clogged with oil trains instead of hauling other products, lumber, soybeans, wheat, name it? Very frustrating and disappointing.
So what do you surmise happened here? You liked what he said. He was sending the right signals. This guy was supposed to be different, not, as extreme as Mark Dayton. Is it just that particular lobby, that extreme environmental lobby in Minnesota, has such a grip he doesn't want to fight him, or what is it?
I don't know. You'll have to ask Governor Walz that, but I do feel like the environmental extremists have ruled this day. I do believe that in the long run, the pipe's going to get put in the ground and replaced. People have to understand that we are replacing a pipe here that's 50 or 55 years old, that's running at half capacity now, because it does have the potential to leak. And this is really disappointing. I was home a weekend before last, and we were out to eat, and one of my former students came walking by, and Luke said to me, he said, "Hey, Coach Fabian, I'm working on the Great Northern Transmission Line right now. I'm a welder." And I said, "Yeah, I know that." He said, "Oh, I'm helping build the pipe." That. He said, "When we're done with that here, I'd like to go to work on that Line 3. My company would be a subcontractor basically for them. When in the world is it going to get approved?" And I told him, I said, "Well, you need to check with Governor Walz, because the ball's in his court right now." So, and tax revenue, Kitson County. Imagine little Kitson County in the furthest northwest corner of the state. Just about 20% of all of their property tax revenue comes from Enbridge. I've reached out this morning. The mayor of Thief River Falls contacted me, told me he's disappointed in this. One of the Pennington County commissioners is disappointed. It doesn't feel like they're being listened to. I even got an email from a superintendent of schools in my district yesterday. Just happened to be talking about some other topics, and at the end he told me, "Thanks for your work on Line 3. We need to get this done." And he said, "With a north-south railroad corridor 1 mile from the school, I don't like seeing so many fuel cars travel by." So this is an issue about jobs. It's an issue about the environment. It's an issue about public safety. And it's an issue about finances for our rural counties, townships.
Absolutely. And, of course, a pipeline that replaces one that is in disrepair and needs to be replaced, and they're fighting a safer, cleaner, better pipeline. I just can't make it up, but it's just environmental extremism at its worst. Really sad. Dan, keep fighting on it. Keep us updated, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
There's a guy that's just fought tirelessly on that thing. Line 3. This is the Minnesota's DAFL, and the radicals are winning.
Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy here. Ah, yes, it's the week of love. The time where we dig deep into our wallets, hearts, and spend countless hours coming up with the perfect, seemingly spontaneous words of love to let her know how much she means to you. Well, this time around, say I love you by making a delicious dinner, a Pizza Corner Pizza. Choose from Darling Deluxe, True Love Taco, Sentimental Supreme, or Cherished Chicken Bacon Ranch, and say I love you without saying a word. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
I'm Al Gustin. As producers, we deal with many things beyond our control. The weather, input costs, and volatile markets all create stress. That stress can take a toll on our well-being. If you're withdrawing from activities, losing sleep, or being irritable to those around you, don't go it alone. Visit with a friend, clergy member, or professional, or call First Link at 211 anytime for listening and support.
This message is brought to you by the members of the North Dakota Bankers Association and Beck Sports.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's in your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. And you know what? One of these 20-some-odd below wind chill days, that nice heated steering wheel, not to mention the heated seats. Everybody's got heated seats, but you got to go for the heated steering wheel, not to mention all the all-wheel drive goodies and stuff. Check it out at SchwannBuickGMC.com because I do drive one of them. Troy Kuz is here, CNC Farms. How are you?
Good.
Keeping busy with the KFY Radio Agri International today and tomorrow?
Yes, we are. We're here both days. Excited about the show. We always have good attendance here.
All right. We're going to give away some stuff here in a little bit. What do you want to let folks know about?
Things to be thinking about. You know, everybody's a little hesitant because of the weather and the commodity prices and decision-making. Few things like millet, flax, maybe the NDSU GT1709 soybean is a great value. It's a top tier of yields. Something to save some money and not give up anything in your yield end would be good. A lot of the forages, you know, are needed. Also, we've got some great canola varieties and other soybeans. So wide variety of things, but there is a few shortages on the flaxes and the millets, and I think those GT beans would be something to be thinking about.
By the way, you want to hop over and get some of the cashews now. It's not just the warm Bavarian almonds, but she's doing the cashew thing too.
Yeah, that's definitely.
It's terrible that they set us up right next to that. They did that on purpose, I think. They're
torture
the radio guys. All right. Anything else you want to make sure to mention?
I guess I would like to offer the first two people to come to our booth here today. After I've announced this, we'll give away a $100 gift certificate towards the purchase and a jacket.
Fantastic. So if you go by the K-Fire Radio booth here at the Bismarck Event Center, we're kind of just outside the exhibit hall in the lobby area. Go for the smell of the almonds, and you'll have the right to...
That's correct, and we'd also give away a certificate and a jacket at our booth, the CNC Farms booth, and we'd like to do the same thing tomorrow.
Okay, where are you set up?
We're in the new portion right out in the middle.
Oh, can't miss you then.
No. Yeah, we got a big banner sticking way up in the air, a big flag that says CNC Farms on it. You can see it all around in there.
All right, fantastic. Troy Coos, appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, K-Fire Radio Agra International, doors are open till 6 tonight, then 9 to 5 tomorrow. So make your way here, and I've got some K-Fire Cafe cups and some we got some other swag for you, and you can sign up to win an Indie Country Fest weekend package. I'll tell you more about that, too, so just find us at the K-Fire Radio booth here at the Agra International. Scott?
And Troy always brings along some goodies to give away, so come find him at his booth. Family-owned and operated, registered seed farm, certified seed farm in Donnybrook, North Dakota. You know what? They've been around almost as long as Abe Lincoln. Not quite, but 1906. Abe's birthday today, you know, so we're pumping up Abe. CNC Farms. So stop and see him. Give him a call at 701-482-7865 or stop and see him at the Cape Fire Agra International. I better get to some texts because we have plenty of those here that want to weigh in on the news of the day. I know you like it, but I think you made the right choice to turn around. So what does that mean? Help me out there, Kevin. I know you like it, but I think you made the right choice. Oh, I like the K-Fire International.
Yeah, okay. Go to the event.
I do. It's a fun little deal everywhere, and thank you for reaffirming that. You know how that is when you're driving? Like, should I just, you know, suck it up and keep going? And then you see another car in the ditch and a semi in the ditch, and, you know.
That's it.
All of a sudden, there's a whiteout. It's just like, no, I'm done. I'm done. I'm not going to do this anymore. I didn't even quite make it. If I'd have made it to Jamestown, they got to just plowed right on through, but just that kind of year. Could you imagine if Lincoln was president today, says a texter? They would think he would be radical getting rid of slavery. That'd be the Democrats thinking he would be getting radical getting rid of slavery. You know, that is very interesting, given how, see, the whole idea of civil rights and the concept of standing up for the little guy, for the oppressed, everything else, that the Democrats think they really own that, right? But if you really spend some time with history, I mean, Abraham Lincoln, a Republican, was fighting not only Republicans, but a whole lot of Democrats on the slavery issue. And same thing in the South. So, absolutely right. Absolutely right. Abraham Lincoln was a professional wrestler. I don't think that's true. I think this texture is fake news.
A professional.
His wrestling handle was the Hayseed Rail Splitter.
I like it.
Yeah, I do too, even though clearly.
You know what I loved about that movie is it really put into perspective what Washington was like in that day. I mean, here comes Lee. He's riding down the street with his horse and buggy by himself.
Yeah.
And they're, well, good morning, Mr. President. A little different now.
Texter says, I think it's hilarious when President Trump heckles the hecklers. But then again, I'm a Republican and I have a sense of humor, whereas most Democrats do not. That's what he's doing. He's heckling the hecklers.
Go home to mommy.
Nobody so far today has said it out of change. If I were the president at that point, I would have said I have more protesters in my speeches than Democrats can get in their crowds. That'd be kind of fun, not a bad line. South Dakota listener, President Trump was great last night. I noticed applause was huge when he said our country was founded on a motto, in God we trust. And again, when he talked about pro-life. He says what the people are really thinking and truly trying to keep his promises despite all the obstruction. Awesome president who represents the people. Isn't that something? All right, call us 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Text us 367-2054. More coming up.
Cattlemen, have you considered adding Simmental genetics to your herd? Simmentals are today's beef industry leaders with a strong reputation for performance and replacement females that continue to produce quality offspring. Simmentals and Sim-influenced cattle have made their mark in the industry. With the addition of the 70-70 grid, the demand and premium for Simmental-influenced your calves will reach new levels. Simmentals are poised to take you into the future. Now is the time to breed them all. Simmental. Check out www.NorthDakotaSimmental.com today.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy. Good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.